Thank you, Brother Phil, for reading that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all for being here. Brother Don is out of town today, and I have the pleasure to give you this morning's lesson. Title of this lesson is Listening is an Act of Love. A more accurate title is Listening is an Act of Love 2.0, because I gave this sermon about a year and a half ago, January 2016, on a Sunday evening. And you might be asking yourself, well, why are you giving this lesson again? And the answer is, I had plenty of other lessons I could have preached on this morning, but I'm going to keep on preaching this one until you get it right. Just jesting, as Brother Don would say. And it's more like, until I get it right. Because this is something that I work on. And I think Brother Don does this too. He finds something that he needs to work on. And then he figures, if I need to work on it, then you all probably do too. But I wanted to preach on this again because this is a great lesson. It's a great topic, which is the topic of love. Because loving God and loving one another is our greatest commandment. And if those are our greatest commandments, we cannot hear too many lessons on love. A man was going to a party where he was to meet his co-workers, his wife's co-workers for the first time. He felt anxious about going to the party. He wondered whether his wife's co-workers would like him. So he began to think of different ways that he could impress his wife's co-workers at this party. On the way to the party, he finally had an idea. Instead of trying to impress his wife's co-workers, he decided to spend the evening simply trying to listen. At the party, he carefully listened to everyone, responding with phrases like, "I understand what you're talking about," and avoiding voicing his own opinion. To his amazement, no one at the party even noticed that he was listening, just listening to them. Each person that he talked to seemed to be content to be listened to without interruption. Afterwards, many of the wife's co-workers expressed what a remarkable husband he was. They described him as brilliant and charismatic. One person even said he was the most articulate person she'd ever met. Brethren, what can we learn from this? What I learn is it possible that our brilliance as humans has more to do with how we listen than what we have to say? Imagine a world where people actually listen to one another rather than just waiting for the other person to stop talking so that they could say what's on their mind. James, the brother of Jesus, encourages us to be good listeners. He said, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Too often, I think we're just the opposite of what James encourages us to be. We're quick to speak. We're quick to judge others. And we're slow to listen. And we're slow to try to understand others. We would rather speak our own thoughts than listen to someone else's. But as the title of this lesson suggests, listening is an act of love. Jesus said that loving must be our greatest occupation. Jesus said, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment." And the second is like it. And the second like it is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The greatest thing we can accomplish in our lives is to love. Love God, to love one another, to love those around us. Listening is an act of love because being a good listener requires us to be patient. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. It describes what love is. One of the first things about love is patient. It waits. Solomon said to answer before listening is folly and a shame. We must be patient listeners. When we talk to people, we must wait our turn to talk. Unfortunately, what usually happens is instead of listening, we focus on our own thoughts when somebody's talking to us. And we miss out on what the person is trying to say to us. We miss out what's really important to the person talking to us. To truly express our love to others, we need to be patient listeners. Listening is an act of love because it requires us to be unselfish. Paul said, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. If we're honest, we'll see that the real reason that we're poor listeners is because we're selfish. We don't value the people in our lives the way we should. We're too wrapped up in our own lives to be interested in anyone else's. In the text of our lesson that Brother Phil read, Solomon said, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding others, but only in expressing their own opinion." Whenever we talk to someone, we choose whether we will listen, whether our listening will be an act of love, or an act of selfishness. When we listen unselfishly, we put aside our own agenda. We give our full attention to others. Listening shows you care. It shows you want to understand what the person is experiencing, feeling, thinking. When someone close to you senses you're not listening to them, they're rightfully hurt. Not listening sends the message that you don't count. You're not worth my time. A man recalled a time in his life when he was working too many hours. He had too many commitments. He was snapping at his wife and children, choking down his food at mealtime, and things at home reflected his hurry-up lifestyle. One evening after supper, the man's young daughter wanted to tell him something that happened at school. She hurriedly began, Daddy, I want to tell you something, and I want to tell you really fast. Suddenly, the man realized his daughter's frustration. Honey, you can tell me, and you don't have to tell me very fast. Say it slowly. The man never forgot his daughter's response. She said, "Then listen slowly, Daddy." Listening is an act of love because it requires us to understand one another. Paul said, love is not self-seeking. Agape love is a love of choice. We choose to love God. We choose to love others. When we want to be good listeners, we choose to be good listeners. It won't happen by itself. It requires discipline and effort. When we intentionally seek the interest of others through our conversation with them, we express our love in a way God intended. Solomon wrote, "Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out." Good listeners will ask perceptive questions that probe beneath the surface. They won't pry into details you don't want to share, but they'll help us share what's really on our mind by asking genuine questions. When someone listens to us, we are encouraged. It is very encouraging to be here today. And that is why we are here today, to encourage one another. The Hebrew writer said, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. It's encouraging to be here on Sunday morning. We are encouraged by hearing God's word, by singing praises to God, by taking the Lord's Supper, and when we pray together. But I'm convinced that another important way we are encouraged is by what we do after services. We stay around and visit with one another. We listen to one another. And when we have fellowship meals, that gives us the opportunity to listen to one another and learn about one another. And I really enjoy those times. There are times when our listening provides greater service than our talking. How can people share their pain and their fears if no one will listen to them? How can people share their ideas and dreams if no one will listen? If no one is interested enough to listen? The truth is, when you talk to people, most of the time, they don't want you to say anything. They just want you to listen to what they have to say. They don't want you to analyze your problem and fix it. They want you to just know what they're going through. Listening is an act of love because it prepares us to speak well. Paul wrote, talk only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. That it may benefit those who listen. Sometimes it's just best for us to listen and keep quiet. If we listen, truly listen, then we will know what words of encouragement to offer when we do speak. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book Life Together, wrote, "We should listen with the ears of God that we may speak the word of God." Solomon said it's foolish and shameful to talk without listening. The wise person, however, will listen without judging. He won't give his opinion or respond until he's heard everything we have to say. Our ability to listen is a good measuring stick for our own relationship with God. If we're not listening well to others, we're probably not listening to God either. Being a good listener takes love, patience, humility. You must consider the interests of others to be a good listener. Listening to our spouse, our children, our brethren, our friends is the start of our love for them. Listening to God is our start, is the start of our love for Him. I believe if we stop listening to one another, very soon after, we will stop listening to God as well. And again, in our text, Solomon writes, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding others, but only in expressing his own opinion." Anyone who thinks his time is too valuable to spend listening to his spouse, his children, his brethren, his friends, will eventually have no time for listening to God either. Listening is an incredible act of love. When we think about the great works that we can accomplish in our lives, we often think of the things that require great skill, sacrifice, and planning. But the incredible thing about listening is it's a great work that we can all do every time we talk to someone. And I told you the real reason this was 2.0. It's because I have a long way to go to becoming a good listener. I'm working on it. But I believe it's an amazing and beneficial act of love. So I'm going to keep on working on it. Maybe you'll hear 3.0, you know, the next time I get the opportunity to preach. But I know while I am growing, God will be patient with me. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Friends, are you listening to Jesus in your life? Are you following Him? If you are, this passage says that you can look forward to eternal life with Him someday. But if you're not listening to Jesus, then you have no hope. You can't have this hope. If you're not following Him, your life is burdened with sin. This morning, let Jesus remove that burden. You know, talk about the gospel. Gospel is the great news. This is what the church proclaims more than anything else. The great news, friends, is Jesus died on the cross so that the burden of your sin might be removed. And as DC used in the Lord's Supper, let us lay aside every weight and sin, looking unto Jesus, who endured the cross. Jesus has done it all. He's done it all for us. All we have to do is accept it. He's done the hard part. He's died for our sins. Our part is just to follow Him, to do what He tells us to do. Paul wrote that when we are baptized, we are buried with Jesus through baptism into death. Our sins are buried. Our sins are removed when we are baptized into Christ. So that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so we would also be. We would also live without the burden of sin. This morning, if there is anyone here who would like to be baptized into Christ, our baptistry is ready. Or if you've already done that and you'd like the prayers of the church, we can help with that too. Whatever your need, if you'd like to respond to our Lord's invitation this morning, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing.